You're listening to the National News Show of Texas. It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Joining us here at Texas Tribune Fest is Kasim Reed. He is mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. We're a long way from Atlanta.
I know, but I tell you what, Austin sure is charming.
So I believe you were just coming off of a panel talking about whether the center can hold.
Yes.
So what'd y'all decide?
I think that we decided the center can hold as long as you fight for it. If we don't have Republicans and Democrats that understand that government has to function and deliver real results for people in their everyday lives, mm-hmm. or get out of their way at moments where we need government to get out of the way, we're not going to continue to have the most important and successful country on the planet.
You know, I've talked with I don't know how many politicians here at TribFest so far. I have to ask you, but just going to your point.
Yeah.
The thing is, they always say that they felt so passionate about the philosophy, the underlying mm-hmm. philosophy of what government can do or what it should do, right? Yes. So how do you find a middle ground of compromise?
In terms of my political philosophy, I will tell you that I think that if you're in government for the right reasons, you just want to make sure that people have a fair shot, a fair shake, and a real opportunity, not a guarantee of an equal outcome, but an equal shot.
But having said that, there are some priorities I'm sure that you have for your city. There's things, inequities and other issues that need to be addressed. But you've got obstacles.
Yes.
You face people with very, very profound differences from you. So how can you possibly reach some kind of accommodation?
Yeah, but what I find is that no matter how hard folks are on the other side, there is really about 20 to 30% of the things that you still agree on. So the question between Democrats and Republicans has to be in that space where we agree, we should work together in a vigorous fashion. And then I think achieving results leads to more partnership and more collaboration. And if we can't get the basics right in the United States of America, there are other countries that want to challenge our position as the center of the global economy and our position as the sole superpower. So I think it's a little bigger issue than our petty differences.
Some people believe we've already lost that position.
I think those people are flat out wrong and that they don't know what they're talking about.
You have a unique position being here in Austin today since, you know, you're not immersed in the politics of Texas. And so for a lot of us, we're navel gazing here,
yes,
right?
I understand.
So you look back at us and I want you to give us an assessment. How's Texas doing? What could we do better?
You know, I really don't like to quarterback from far away. I think that Texas does an amazing job on the job creation side, but I do believe that Texas can do a better job of caring for its people, ensuring that the jobs that they have produce a higher quality of life and a standard of living. The number of people in the state of Texas who don't have health insurance, I think that that's an area where the state could improve significantly. But that said, I think that there are so many amazing things about this state and its importance to the United States of America that I'm hopeful that bipartisanship will take hold in this state, because I think that having one party control it in the manner that it is right now is not in the long-term interest of the people of Texas or in the United States of America.
Mayor Reed, you're in charge of one of the most important cities in the U.S., and a lot of people consider you to be a rising star on the national scene. So let's make some news here. What do you imagine for yourself down the road?
I think I've got one more campaign in me. I finish up being mayor in 18, and I'm a big believer in finishing things. I will probably take time after 18, go to the private sector for 2 to 4 years. I will be 48 years old. And then I've got one more run for major office in me. And so I'd either run for the United States Senate or governor of Georgia at some point. But it would be after I return to the private sector because I've got a little daughter that I want to make sure is well taken care of.
Well, I really respect your candor, and I appreciate you taking time to speak with us. Congratulations on all you've been doing in the city of Atlanta, and thank you so much for spending some time with us.
No, thank you for having me on your air, and thank you for having me in Austin. I've had an amazing time.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.